My name is Katya Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Sherry B. Beaton Finney, S-H-E-R-R-I, middle initial B, last name B-E-A-T-O-N hyphen C-H-I-N-N-E-Y, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. The most recent kidney functions have actually improved from a stage 3B to a 3A, with BUN of 12 from 14, creatinine of 1.2 from 1.3, and a GFR of 58 from 44. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria or activity in the urinary sediments, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. The ANA is positive, and the patient also complains of accompanying exhaustion, weight loss, joint pain, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, which has been going on for over 8 to 9 months, period. She states she has lost over 60 to 65 pounds within that time frame, period. Her pelvic ultrasound and renal ultrasounds are both unremarkable, although the left kidney does appear a little bit smaller than usual at 8.5 centimeters, with a cortex of 1.0 centimeters. However, there is no evidence of mass, cysts, stones, hydronephrosis, or any other abnormalities in either kidney, period. To further analyze the positive ANA and her reported symptoms, we will order sedimentation rate, C-reactive protein, CRP, as well as autoimmune workup to rule out lupus, Sjogren's, S-J-O-G-R-E-N, as well as rheumatoid arthritis, period. We recommend that she follows up with a primary care doctor for further evaluation of the weight loss, diarrhea, and other symptoms, period. We referred her to Dr. Cordoba, C-O-R-D-O-B-A, for PCP establishment, since she does not have a primary care provider at this time, period. She would benefit from a CT of the abdomen to rule out malignancy, since she has had lost all this weight in such a short time frame without trying to do so, period. Her serum albumin is 3.6, and she has a normal appetite, period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with HNH of 12. History of iron deficiency anemia. We do not have a recent HNH on the most recent lab work. However, her iron saturation is 20%, and B12 is 396, period. We will order iron studies and B12 levels, period. We encourage her to continue iron supplementation and B12 injections, which she is currently taking, period. This could be related to malabsorption secondary to her history of gastric bypass. Period. We'll continue to monitor. Period. Next line, positive ANA as per number one. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has remained unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure, with initial blood pressure of 153 over 90. However, she states she was nervous, so we rechecked it, and it was 128 over 84, period. Continue with the current regimen. She is euvolemic. We encourage her to decrease her overall intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours. Next line. Weight loss. We recommend that she follows up with a primary care doctor for further workup. Period. Next line, history of peptic ulcer disease. Possibly this could explain her recurring nausea and vomiting. Period. She would benefit from a GI consult. However, this will be at the discretion of the primary care provider. Period. Next line, fatigue. Her thyroid panel was within normal limit on the most recent labs. We will order cortisol AM for further evaluation. Period. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency. She has an elevated PTH of 72.9. This could be related to vitamin D1/1,25 deficiency, period. However, her vitamin D25 is normal at 40.4. We will order vitamin D125 and repeat the MBD labs for further evaluation. If there is elevation, continuous elevation of the PTH, we may consider starting her on other medications such as calcitriol or Sensipar, depending on how high the level is and the results of the vitamin D125 labs, period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and